Give us grace and so fill us with your Spirit that we may not be ashamed of the gospel, the power of God to salvation. Amen. The epistle reading we had, the second reading from the Message, picks up a passage that I'm going to focus on. I just want to read it to you again in an older translation. It's only two verses. It's Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed, through faith for faith. As it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith. Hold on to that for a moment. I've already learnt that I'm going to have to be careful in this new job in Durham. Here, you know, and most of you at the very least tolerate my occasionally strange sense of humour. I got into trouble on Thursday at the rehearsal for the very strange ceremony making me Bishop of Durham. There were lawyers in wigs, judges in tights and wigs, and much proclamation and a good deal of perection, which means producing and is nothing to do with anything else, for those of you who are thinking so. The service began with a short piece to microphone, asking me in the choir aisle, as we stood in a group with the Archbishop of York, whether I consented to being confirmed as bishop. We had a rehearsal at 4 o'clock, and I meant to say, I do so confirm. But at the rehearsal, just for fun, said, I do not so confirm. Only those who knew me laughed. The lawyers almost had a fit. I did promise them I wouldn't do it at the moment. Ah, well. The actual event, listen to this, Ian, and any other organist present, the actual event started by the organist playing the